It was a point of where we stopped complaining about each other and we started being more grateful in our dialogue.
Welcome to Quiet Your Mind Chatter. I'm Lucky, sending you light and love from the island of Maui, here in the heart of Hawaii. Today you'll meet Casey, my coaching client in California. Casey is worried about his kids, but his kids aren't kids anymore, they're adults. In this two-part episode, you'll hear Casey's struggle to let go, as well as my suggestions for solutions. How will Casey's higher power show up in his life? Let's find out. Aloha from Maui, it's Lucky. Welcome to Quiet Your Mind Chatter. And today we also get to welcome Casey in California. Casey, give us the weather report in California today.
Beautiful and shining. Beautiful sun and surf out here in California. It's just beautiful, basically.
Lovely.
Can't
so
argue with
our
it.
our good weather here on Maui unites with Casey's good weather in Cali, and we send everyone around the world who's listening and everyone who's not even listening sunshine and blue skies. Love you all. Glad you're here with us. Casey has graciously agreed to come onto the podcast to share what's going on with him and his life. And we're asking our higher power to show up to help him and then hopefully our listeners through this conversation. So, Casey, what issue are we asking God to help with today?
Thank you, Lucky. Yes, today I'm asking God to look at currently what our family is like. My daughter is living at my house. My son is also in active addiction as well for alcohol. Both of them, we all have issues with that. And I'm looking to open up a new, fresh, positive approach to it. And hopefully with our mind chatter and learning from Lucky, can turn this into a fresh, positive thought that would, or not just thoughts, but actions that would change our life around to becoming actively here and present in the current situation with positive plans going forward.
So both of your children are adults.
Correct.
Your daughter is living with you while she's looking for work. How long has she been living with you?
Just about 1 month. You know, to give her credit, she has been this last weekend, pretty excited about some things that are potentially going to be taking her out of her unemployment and into employment. Things are already actively starting, and it's just a matter of guiding us.
And what is it like living with her? Because we had talked a little bit before we started recording, and there sounds like there's some positives and some things that are challenging.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. We're very much alike, can get along really well. And then suddenly, you know, I think it's just being too much together, kind of underwriting kind of nasty stuff going on. Suddenly, you know, just a reaction to something rather than getting a checking it out with me. Negative things happen with us, and it's kind of scary even to that point. So I'm trying to learn how to stop this before it starts happening.
I'm glad that you are identifying what's not working and you're reaching out for help. My first thought is to refer to something in my Quiet Your Mind Chatter book. This is from chapter 14, which is called Don't Wait Until the Finish Line to Be Happy. It says, before bed, grab a 3x5 note card and place it beside your toothbrush or somewhere you will see it first thing in the morning. Upon awakening, make a tally mark whenever you feel joy. Another option is to record your happy moments on your phone, maybe on the day's calendar. If it feels good to note their sources of joy, jot those on the card or text yourself. At the day's end, review your happy count. Fall asleep in gratitude for your positive experiences. And the affirmation that goes along with that is, today, when I experience joy, I will honor that gift by pausing and feeling the goodness in my body. And the reason, Casey, that I have this as one of my suggestions to you is to focus on yourself and focus on the positive things that you're enjoying in your life. Because I know that as we've been talking over the last few weeks, you've been sharing some challenges about worrying about your son and his active alcoholism and your daughter and her active alcoholism, and then she's living with you, and your son is away, and that's worrisome too, because you it's harder to keep tabs on him. I think that's awesome that you are starting to focus on yourself. So this is just one wellness tool that you can use. So I love 3x5 note cards, or just a piece of paper folded in half, or if you're more into electronics, you can
Sure.
find somewhere on your phone. Set the goal of tomorrow, every time that you feel happy, joy, some little thing lit you up, make a note of it. Get that note
Okay.
card mark, make a tally mark. And then if you do meditate, take some time in meditation to repeat the affirmation. Today, when I experience joy, I will honor that gift by pausing and feeling the goodness in my body.
That's great. No, those are really good ideas. And I really like the fact that also that I can bring that immediately to use, and also just with the affirmations, and then also taking a positive action with meditation. You know, just kind of relaxing and keeping in that zone that things will get better, and tagging it when it is. That's great.
And then when you are with your daughter, when you have spent time in meditation that morning, experiencing joy, feeling that goodness in your body, and then throughout the day, physically stopping what you're doing to take just a few seconds to make that tally mark, noting, I'm feeling joy, I'm feeling good, I am grateful for these positive feelings. You're focusing on the positive, and you have that more of a stronger positive feeling in your body and your heart and your mind. So then whenever your daughter does whatever she does to get on your nerves, that won't get on your nerves as much because you've spent your time focusing on yourself and your own joy.
That's a really good insight. And also, I love that honoring that gift, as you say, to the sources of joy and with pauses in my body. And it does bring it back to me as well. You know, I'm part of the solution and part of the problem. So thank you. That's a really good start.
And I also love the practice of first thought, second thought. If you are worried about your son, the first thought could be worry. Oh, I wonder if he's okay. I worry that something bad is happening, that he's gonna get himself in trouble. So that's the first thought. First thoughts just happen. We put him in a balloon, we watch that balloon float away, and then it's gone. Bless it with love. See you later. But we get to choose our second thoughts. That's where the empowerment comes in. Second thought, you could ask his higher power to help him. You can ask your higher power to help you focus on you. So, whatever scary first thought comes in, we don't have to fight it. And we definitely don't have to beat ourselves up. Oh, I can't believe I'm still worried about this. I'm not supposed to be worried about this. I'm supposed to be focused on myself. Well, then you're worried and you're beating yourself up. So, let's not beat ourselves up. We just see that thought, we have no control over that. We bless it, let it go, and then we choose our second thought. So flip that. What's the opposite of worry? Maybe you can celebrate. Yes, I'm glad that my son, my daughter has a higher power that's so powerful and can help him or her when they're ready, you know, when they've hit bottom and they're ready to start recovering. And then also I release all thoughts of my family members. They have their own higher power. I'm going to focus on myself. And you're bringing your higher power into this. I don't want this to sound like we're doing this all on our own. Yes, we're actively participating in our own healing, and we're asking our higher power to come in to do the heavy lifting.
That's really good. You know, I never would have put that together, but you know, even with the baby steps, like you said, with this, if we just get started on it, letting that fly away, first of all, the balloon flying away, it's just like already a winner. And then being realistic, looking for what is actually perhaps happening, and then teaming up with my higher power. I'm not doing this alone. So I really like that. I like all of the ideas that you're bringing up, and they're really positively great, fresh.
Tell us about your higher power, because some people listening might not have a concept of a higher power or a relationship. I call my higher power God. I call my higher power, God female. My higher power is my heavenly mother. My concept of my higher power is developed over time. And as I grow and change, my concept of my higher power grows and changes. So can you share a little bit about your higher power?
Yes, I can. God is my higher power, and I like even calling him the higher power, because he is the one and only for me, and I feel feel like with God, it's almost like he says, do not be afraid. And all, I want to honor him as well. So a lot of these situations that we do have, yes, they are worrying, but it doesn't mean that we can't overcome it with addressing it, you know, not just not sweeping it under the carpet, taking action with it. So I think it's a couple of things here that I'm learning. I love having my higher power, and I'm not afraid to say that I've prayed with a prayer of desperation for my God to actually save me, and just really feel really strong with it. Appreciate you asking me.
Yes, I love hearing people talk about God. It just blesses my heart. Because when I first started trying to form a relationship with my higher power and figuring out what that is, and I was scared that it was just going to be some weird part of my mind, there wasn't a higher power there. But the people that I adore talk about their higher power and have a relationship with their higher power, and they receive help from their higher power. And I decided I want that too. So I just started dipping my toes in that little bit of water and just keep, like anything else in my human experience, when I practice it, I get better at it. And I've been spending time practicing, thinking about God, talking to God, forming a relationship, a concept of God. Appreciate your sharing your perspective too. And I have another thought about working with your daughter. I suggest that you make clear to her whatever it is that you are thinking in your head. If you are fine with her living with you indefinitely until she finds a job and has enough money to move out on her own, or if you are fine with her living with you for the next 3 months, then make that whatever, you know, ideal. You don't have to give an ultimatum, but just an ideal of how long she would live with you and or what you expect in the job hunt. You expect her to spend 2 hours every day job hunting, or maybe you expect her to make three outreach messages, calls, whatever, you know, job applications every day. Or you could just ask her if you could have a check-in, maybe every Monday and every Thursday. And you would just ask her to honestly tell you, oh, it's Monday. Okay, let's have our check-in. I want to hear the job hunt report. Since the last check-in, how many jobs have you applied to, or how many, whatever it is that she's been doing? And also, you can ask her for a mental health self-care report. So that way she can feel supported and you can tell her, I love you and I'm glad that you are here in my home and safe. And while you're looking for a job, or I imagine that can be stressful being without a job and living with your dad and financial stresses, and then just the emotional upheaval of not knowing what job you're going to get and when. So that's some mental health stresses. And tell me, you know, on those check-ins, I also want you to tell me what you're doing for self-care, because I don't want you to get off balance and spend 24/7 job hunting. So tell me about job hunt report and mental health and self-care report. So I would suggest doing two check-ins a week. So you're giving her some accountability. So if she has a day where she feels like, nah, I don't feel like doing anything today for job hunting, she thinks, well, I am sitting down with my dad tomorrow and I want to give him a good report. So what do you think about any of those ideas?
I think that's way better. And even for myself, I think it gives clarity to both of us and also just encouragement. And then especially with the self-care report, because that is a huge issue. And I think we've had problems in the past by not dealing with that. And I think it's something that she needs as well to really effectively battle with that. And no, she's not doing it all by herself, but also it would help me as well. And I don't think we'd be so, we'd have a clearer communication in from my perspective, also having a regular check-in and then the self-care. I love that. Love it.
So when I check in with you at the end of this week, you'll have established a check-in routine with her where you sit down and do the job hunt report and the mental health self-care report.
Yes, I will have that for sure. That's a
Okay.
tool in my toolbox now.
Check up on you. Yeah, because basically what you're doing is you're asking her, how can I support your independence? I know you want to live on your own. I know you want to get a great job and be healthy in your life. And how can I support that? So then hopefully she'll see that as you're coming with love and support and not cracking down on her to hurry up and find a job and get out. So you're making her feel welcome and supported.
Yes, absolutely.
And then I'm guessing that if you are having those two regular sit downs, it could be 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing, but
Yeah.
you're sitting down face to face across from each other, that's going to help with the other things in the households. If you're having that positive interaction and then 2 hours later, I feel like starting to say something angry. Well, we just had this nice check-in. I don't want to wreck that. And or when you're sitting down to check in about job hunt and mental health, maybe, leaving the tube off the toothpaste in the bathroom, that'll come up and you can have time to resolve that instead of letting it fester.
The clear in the communication, because I think that's what's happened before. There was too many things happening, and I never really set any boundaries for myself as well.
And I would suggest, and I know you, so I'm guessing you do this already, but approach her with gentleness and say, "Hey, I have an idea. Are you open to an idea? It would help me if I was able to sit down with you. How about twice a week, just for a quick, maybe 5 minute check-in, and not texting, not over the phone, but actually we're living in the same house. We can sit down and talk to each other because I love you and I want to support your independence and your mental health. And also, realistically, I want to make sure that you're on track for job hunting if there's anything I can do with that to help." And just come up with a gentle way to say it and then listen. And that's a big part of these check-ins is closing mouth and opening ears.
Okay, that's good.
When I know me personally, when I know that someone is actually listening to me, and then if later we disagree, we just disagree. But he or she heard me and we disagree, as opposed to they're just steamrolling me and they don't care what I think or say. That makes me feel like I don't have agency. And then I'm not real happy with that person. I'm probably going to get angry with them at some point. And then
Yeah.
I'll feel bad because I got angry with them and lost my cool. I have one more suggestion if you're open to it.
Okay.
This is from my chapter in Quiet Your Mind Chatter about procrastination, but it applies here. It says, "Silly is the point.
Perfect.
Thinking lighthearted thoughts can shift your spirit onto a higher plane. Instead of spending several hours a week wallowing in misery, you can float in a self-created bubble of fun." Okay, you can do this two ways. You can put silly on your calendar. So one time in the next 7 days, plan something silly, just absolutely goofy. You can just plan to go and skip down the sidewalk for a half of a block while singing some goofy song, or doing jumping jacks to the goofiest song on that you bring up on YouTube, or just something completely silly. So that helps just help us not take ourselves so seriously. Or you can plan out what you're gonna do. And then when you're having one of those moments when things just feel really serious and you're about to lose it, or you've just been in this cycle of dread for a few days, remember, oh yeah, what was that silly thing I was gonna do? And then you stop right then and you do that silly thing for a few minutes. And that can totally just bust up those thoughts that have make you feel like you're locked into some negative place.
Is this just for me and not just do it personally, like not with my daughter?
Just with you.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure it
Big
wasn't like
clarification question.
I suddenly start going down the sidewalk laughing with bubbles.
And it doesn't have to be something that goofy. You can get bubble. I love bubbles. The little you can make your own bubbles and go out tubes and you blow bubbles around the park. You can just do something like that. It's whatever you dream up. If you want to draw, if you like drawing, you can draw a cartoon that makes you laugh. Watch silly pet videos, silly cat videos, silly dog videos for 5 minutes just
Got it.
to
Got it.
remind yourself to it's okay, I can laugh. Yes, this is an issue. I'm not saying ignore the issues in your life. Yes, they'll be there after we're done laughing.
Okay.
Because we are manifestations of our higher power. So God is experiencing life as a human through you. And God, I'm guessing, does not like to be doom and gloom and worried all the time. God likes to laugh. So let's do our part. Say thank you, God, for giving me the ability to be grateful and silly. And I'm going to go skip down the sidewalk right now.
Okay.
And bless your neighbors. Maybe it'll start a new trend.
I need to go buy some bubbles.
Yes, let's all go buy some bulbs and blow them while we're skipping down the sidewalk. And I'm gonna take my own advice. I'm gonna remember to do something silly this week, and I'm gonna write it down. So these things that I'm suggesting for homework, write them down, and wherever you're gonna see them, and remember them, because if they're just in our heads, it's really easy to forget them. But if we write them down and put them somewhere, they're staring us in the face, and that way we get to be our own accountability partner.
Right. Got it.
Ooh, well, I will check with you 5 days from now to see how you are progressing towards your goals.
That's going to be exciting.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, Lucky. I really got a lot out of today. This is a great start, and I just totally got it. Totally love it. I know my daughter's going to really be a lot happier, and I'll be happier too because we have a plan. Thank you so much.
Quiet Your Mind Chatter is the name of this podcast and the title of my latest personal development book. It's available as an ebook for a very friendly price at wellnesswithlucky.com. You can order a paperback of Quiet Your Mind Chatter from Amazon, and you can listen to it on Audible. Up next, hear how Casey partnered with his higher power to create peace in his home and in his heart. We are quieting our mind chatter with Lucky, and today we are back here with Casey. Casey, how's it going?
Glad to be back, Lucky.
Good to see you, my friend. We're Zooming. I love seeing his face on this wonderful video. In our first conversation, we addressed some things with your adult children. We had talked about you verbalizing with her your expectations of her. So tell us how that's been going. So Casey and I have been working together for a number of weeks. We've worked on a whole variety of things, but we're checking in about the main things that we talked about in our first conversation here on this podcast. So what's been going on with verbally setting boundaries, verbally communicating your expectations with your adult daughter who's currently living with you?
Sure. I'm glad to talk about that. I think I've been setting intentions now instead of just kind of wondering how things are going. I have a clearer path. So I think that first of all, setting my intentions for accomplishing connection with my daughter and actually a two-way, conversation with her has been my beginning point.
So thank you for that. So tell us about your intentions. What are or were some of your intentions with her over the last weeks and right now?
Basically, I wanted to get started with my daughter so that both of us understood, what was intended to be done in the month. I had set up the possibility that we would have 1 month for her to get herself up and running and ready to move out of the house, and that included, getting her job started and some other things. So, I believe we reached our intention for that. That was really successful having, the discussion with her regarding some things. And I think it opened up better conversations for both of us to talk with each other about together. So.
Okay, perfect. Casey, thank you for that. And I want to make clear to listeners that I have had the honor and privilege of watching Casey grow over the last several weeks. When we first started tackling this problem together with God's help, gave Casey some suggested homework assignments each week, just a couple, one, two, three things for him to work on that coming week. And he was enthusiastic about setting an appointment with his daughter to have a conversation about specifically, explicitly asking her, how can I help you gain your independence? I know you're looking for a job, and timeline that would work for me is that you would move out within a month if that's feasible. And I also want to support your mental health and your overall well-being during this time. And how can I help you do that? So that was what I had suggested, and Casey was all for it. And then when I checked in with him a week later, he hadn't done that. And then we kept it on the homework assignment for the following week. And I'm pretty sure that week passed as well, and he hadn't done that. So I did want to just share with listeners, it wasn't, oh, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Here's your assignment. Yes, success. It was a process, and we kept giving grace to Casey. God doesn't expect us to be home run hitters every time and immediately, but that things like this are a process. And it's been awesome seeing Casey be open to this process, you know, however long it takes, and just keep revisiting it if that seems like the best thing. Because we had the option of taking it off the agenda, but Casey wanted to keep working on this. Casey, can you share your thoughts on that?
It was a point of where we stopped complaining about each other and we started being more grateful in our dialogue, as I was saying. And I think that was really the
And you're
interesting.
talking about you and your daughter being more grateful for each other and your kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And instead of kind of helping each other more, and at first it was like, how are we going to do this? And basically it comes down to being really honest with each other, and then having that commitment together. So it's something like almost like putting the peace flag up, and giving of yourselves together. And it wasn't just like all Shangri-La. Her boyfriend broke up with her like this past week as well. So other things were, chomping at her, but as well. But between us, we accomplished a lot, and we're really working together so much better that it's amazing, and really looking at creating our future more than, kind of complaining about our past.
I love that because you love your kids so much, your adult children, and I hear you talk about them and you light up every time you talk about them if they're sharing something positive, and being able to get your needs met, your needs of asking her to move out, to have clear boundaries about that, your expectations about moving out, has opened a clear channel to having gratitude with her, teaming with her to build a positive relationship in the future. Where a lot of times when we are thinking and acting in fear, oh, I don't want to say this to this person, it might hurt their feelings, it might hurt their relationship, I'm just going to keep it to myself and pretend that things are okay even when they're not, and then I'm the only one hurting. That's untrue, because now that you are practicing speaking what you need to her, she's responding to that positively, and your relationship is stronger for it.
Absolutely. And thanks to you, Lucky, it's really helped us to do that. And I'm not saying by any means that I think we could constantly use the same model over and over. It's a new framework for us. And it also takes me and her both opening our hearts to God. That's a really big point too. And we're not trying to like spin the wool over of anybody's eyes or anything like that. It's hard work sometimes to stay positive in a world that's kind of going sideways sometimes. So I understand the reasons and some excuses, but basically I think that we're now on the right path and we're choosing the right way, and if something isn't right, we're talking about it. So it's opened up a good channel for us to talk about things.
You're talking about it. I love that you're talking about it. And I think it seems like it's been helpful for you and I to talk about and make a plan for you having a difficult conversation with her. And that's what I suggest to listeners, if you want to approach someone, if it's your boss, if it's your neighbor, if it's your spouse, anyone, and you want to have a difficult conversation, plan it out and check with someone else first and ask God into the conversation. Just this week, I was upset with someone and I knew it was not a good idea to call them while I was upset. I waited until the following day. I checked with one of my sister friends, and I had written down what I wanted to say to this other woman, and my sister friend said, I don't think that's a good idea, Lucky. And I knew she was right, but it just helped me to say it out loud to her, and then with that feeling of hurt, and it wasn't, aimed at her, but she was witnessing it, and she let me say the backstory of why I was hurt, and she offered me empathy, and I see that why that would be upsetting. And then just saying that out loud helped diffuse the situation. And then we came up with a plan of action. And I still mess that up a little bit, but I get lots of second chances. Most of us, as long as we're drawing breath, we get lots of second chances. So for our listeners and for me and for Casey, I suggest that we, when we want to have a challenging conversation, let it sit for a while, let time pass, ask someone else their opinion, ask someone trustworthy their opinion. And the best solution, I think, is to, if you're upset about something, wait. But then, in Casey's situation, I didn't want him to wait any longer. He'd been holding it in, but to really just check with someone else. Doesn't have to be a coach. This week I just called a sister friend. So Casey, thank you so much for helping us with that.
Thank you, Lucky.
Okay, and then something else that we had talked about in our first conversation that we recorded was first thought, second thought. So with your adult son, first thought might be to worry, and then second thought, you get to choose. So first thought just happens, I'm worried about him. And second thought, you get to choose. You get to ask your higher power to help him, and you get to ask your higher power to help you focus on yourself. So tell us about that process.
With my son especially, I didn't know what to do. And so, like you said, my first thought was worrying. The second thought, getting to choose, I think it is a matter of letting that person, my son in this situation, do what he needs to do. Or, even if it's letting me down, kind of where are you at with it? So I think that there was a point when it went like that, and my thought was, so is that helping you? Kind of had a discussion with them after that. Just kind of let him do what he did. He had a bad night, and he drank too much and all this kind of stuff. And then he goes, yeah, that's just not, it's not doing that great. And then that kind of opened the door for him to look for someone that he can work with, that he could take care of himself if he only did it, if he only took action. So that very small step of taking any action like that is what really triggered the turnaround. And I know this could be relentless. It could be a couple months still to do this, but at least we're down the path now and understanding kind of where the trouble is and where you don't have trouble. Gee, I'm not having the trouble when I'm not doing that.
And how are you been doing partnering with your higher power to focus on yourself and your own needs and not fret over your adult children? How, where are you in that process?
Yeah, I've really exploded on that area, and it's like I can tell from my journals that I'm really spending a lot more time with God and with myself and with others, just understanding, what I need to do to kind of get back. And it's not like a selfish thing. It's more what brings Casey happiness, and how does what could I do today to change, if it's not like that. Trying to uncover the things that possibly that I have never, that I didn't even know were getting in my way. So, for instance, I did go to a new group that I talked with. So it was a group session, and it was all of us who had problems when we were younger kids. But I just started that actually, and it was kind of, it's still a little, I'm on a learning curve with that one. But I find that it really opened my heart to God, and also just to my fellow people that are in the same situations, maybe perhaps that we've had when we were growing up in different situations where we had no power or no help. This one kind of re recovers that for us and gives us peace with God. And I really like it.
I've been really excited, Casey, to see you progress over the last few weeks, especially with being open to joining a new support group, which someone in that support group led you to another new support group, and you're open to that. And it sounds like God's really helping you through these other people, through these support groups. And then God will be able to help other people through you, or and is already helping other people through you. It's just a regular circle of love.
It really is. One of my friends that's in there, I just couldn't help but help. He had shared that day, and I gave him back some kudos and stuff, and talking, like I was really glad. It kind of blessed me as well as blessing him. I think it was really touching You know what he carried back, he just said, really appreciate that, Casey. And it's like there are some small things we do sometimes that we don't realize that, you know, it's, you're blessing other people's paths too. And resting in your recovery works when you do it with help with others. So I love it too. And quite honestly, it's a new start for me.
I'm so glad. I know that personally, the support groups that I am an active participant in give me a lot of fellowship and sisterhood, and I am not isolated and alone. And I'm so thankful for that because left to my own devices, I problem solve and I'm independent and I'm self-sufficient. And then I'm lonely and I go crazy in my head and veer my life into the ditch. And sometimes on my way towards the ditch, I remember, oh yeah, God is here. I can ask God for help. Oh yeah, I have a whole contact list of sisters and brothers in my program that I can call and reach out to, and they are just as imperfect as me, and they get it. They understand that I'm struggling. And then when I'm on a day where I'm celebrating, or a 5 minute stretch while I'm celebrating, sometimes things pass quickly and the next things, and then we're celebrating, they're struggling, and it's all okay because things come and go and God is always here with me. And I love people, I love humans, and they let me down, and God helps me to practice forgiveness, practice acceptance of my own imperfections, and keep giving it away. Just keep giving my fears and my hopes, just keep giving it all to God. And then what's here right now is a clear channel. I get to be channel of peace. I love that Saint Francis prayer.
It's like cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him. And it's like, you know, it's popular right now to talk about anxiety, but it's actually, it really helps. If you actually really go to the source of it, you actually do resolve it. Or at least, you know, it puts you in a good spot to be filled with hope and all the rest of it. I mean, like we said, nobody ever has an easy day, you know, and no one said it would ever be easy for any of us, but it sure shares it when we can share it with others too.
Yes, in the Saint Francis prayer, instead of despair, may I bring hope. I love that. Well, Casey, thank you so much for your time and your efforts. And it's always an honor and a privilege to work with you and to see your progress. And you are willing to put in the work. And I'm excited to see God's wonderful results unfolding in your life over the coming weeks and years.
You seem to have opened up a very, you know, a large ability to reach other people now. And I just really love the fact that you're helping me do what helps me do best. So thank you so much for your help and your strength.
You are welcome. Thank you for listening to this episode of Quiet Your Mind Chatter. I trust that your higher power helped you in some way through my conversation with Casey. Good news! Since Casey and I made this recording, both of his adult children have gotten into recovery. During this 24 hours, they are both sober, and we are thankful. If you liked what you heard in terms of my coaching style, feel free to reach out to me to discuss choosing me as your personal coach, your wellness coach, your accountability partner, all of the above. Message me through wellnesswithlucky.com. On Facebook, you can find me at Wellness with Lucky, Instagram at Wellness Lucky, or search for me as Lucky McCullough on LinkedIn. One last thank you. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast and writing a review, which can help other willing souls to find their way here.